With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota is currently facing a significant fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where some $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated, primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says it's a failure of state government.
The former acting U.S. attorney who's been involved in this now for well over a year said the amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion and they are still counting. It could grow to as much as $2 billion.
Congressman Emmer, who is from Minnesota, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The defendants are accused of fraudulently claiming to be feeding millions of meals to children. Most of the defendants were Somalis. President Trump says he doesn't want Somalis living in America because they're a drain on the country's social safety net.
The president ended his Tuesday cabinet meeting with a tirade against Somalis living in the United States, complaining they add little to American society.
I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
In recent days, he's described Minnesota, which is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mixed results coming out of yesterday's talks between the U.S. and Russia at the Kremlin to try and end the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Nam Kim has more.
Before heading into a NATO meeting in Brussels, Estonia's Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna spoke to reporters.
He's pushing more aggressively on the battlefield. It's pretty obvious that he doesn't want to have any kind of peace.
Latvia's Foreign Minister Baiba Braža also commented.
Russia is trying to split NATO, and they are trying to get it through these so-called peace talks.
Headed toward what could be a record high close on Wall Street for the Dow. Right now it's up 390 points. This is SRN News. A new poll gauges trust around the world.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A faith-based pregnancy center came before the Supreme Court on Tuesday to challenge an investigation, as lawyers say, was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade back in 2022. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information, claiming that the centers there had misled people into thinking they offered abortions. This is SRN News. The owners of Camp Mystic in Texas have announced new safety upgrades following a July 4th flood that tragically killed 25 campers and two counselors.
The girls-only summer camp plans to exceed new safety laws passed after the disaster. Planned upgrades include flood warning monitors, two-way radios, and high-capacity generators. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Cyber Monday numbers are finally in. Bill Alexander takes a closer look.
U.S. shoppers spent $14.25 billion on Cyber Monday, pushing total online sales over the Thanksgiving weekend to $44.2 billion. That's according to an Adobe Analytics report, as consumers found offers on everything from gadgets to household essentials. Spending rose 7.7% during the so-called Cyber Week, the 5 days from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.